B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 12 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We are a Beasley Media Group station. Welcome, welcome, welcome on a Wednesday, talking about heartbreak today. Playback is Eagles and Rams. And I know that there's people going, no, don't do it. But you know what? You know, think about it. It's been a tough 2020, but sports heartbreak is at least familiar to us. Like, that's familiar. I feel like I'm still insulated. Even if I'm insulated with sports heartbreak. Does that make any sense to you, Andrew?
Say it one more time. I got to think about this.
All right. So it's been a tough 2020, but it's been a tough 2020 in real life.
Yes.
Right? You know, financially, it's just murder. It's tough in every which way. And then, you know, there's social unrest and all kinds of things, right? So if we're talking about sports heartbreak, it still feels like a safe place for me.
Yeah. I mean, I think...
You know what I mean? It's like, especially since, like, again, if the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl, then I'm not doing any of those games.
Right. And you also already know the result. Right? Like, we're still swimming in dark waters right now. We have no idea what's around us. You at least know the result. You're like, all right, I know they lost, and I know there was a good moment that happened many years later.
Right.
That I celebrated, and...
Right, and don't you find... Don't you have any curiosity as to reliving those games with almost a clear head?
I do. I was very young for this game. The 0102.
Right.
I just turned 8. So, I mean, I was very young for this game. So, I'll be honest, I watched the playback today and saw things that I was like, wow, I honestly have zero recollection of that. Like, I remember the ending, but I don't remember how you know, the Eagles took the lead at one point. Like, there's a lot of stuff that I forget because I was 8 years old.
Right.
So, for me, I think it's a little bit different where it's like, yeah, I mean, I'm learning a lot more about the history of the Eagles doing this. But I think there is a good point to remembering it. And going, man, that sucked, but at least we had 2017.
Well, you know what it is that you actually can, you go back and you go, wow, this is what happened? Like, I find that stuff interesting to kind of dive back in and dissect it. Because you know how it is. When you suffer that kind of loss, those losses, you don't want to relive them. You don't want to go back. And now you can kind of go back and really understand them.
Right.
What happened. And what was the cause?
And you also look at the growth, right? Because this NFC Championship game was the first of 4 straight.
Right.
And you saw the growth. It sucks that they didn't win it the following year where you go, all right, so Andy made that correction or Donovan made that correction. But at least when we do this, you'll see the growth to 04. And unfortunately, there was 04, but you see the growth of the Philadelphia Eagles franchise because that's still a young team.
Right.
01, 02.
Right.
I mean, you're going to hear names in this playback, and you go, wow, they weren't even making an impact in 04.
Right.
Especially at the running back position. You know, B. West eventually comes along.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. So, and in addition to that, we're talking about the guys that we had here and our man Tony brought up Amendola. That's a great one.
There is. Now, there is a great one that a lot of people are tagging you in middays in. Patrick Sharp played for the Flyers for 3 years.
Dude, yes.
He goes to Chicago and has an incredible career.
Patrick Sharp is a great one. Yeah. You know, it's funny. And we brought back JVR.
Yep.
See, they should never let him go. And then they had to go overpay him to come back.
Yeah, that's a good point. There's hold on, let me see if I can get a few more on Twitter. Let me go back. A lot of people are tweeting in Vucevic, I like Nikola Vucevic. I liked him before he left, but I'm surprised that people go Vucevic.
Really? Vucevic is a good player.
Yes, he is. But
you know, Vucevic is an 18-10 guy.
He's not going to win. They're not going to win anything with him.
I know. What is he? 18-10. Oh, listen, he's not a bead.
Well, of course. Keith Van Horn. Come on.
No, Keith Van Horn stinks.
Don't give me Keith Van Horn.
All right, you hold the phone. Let me get Dave up here. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave!
What's going on, fellas?
What's happening, Davey?
Oh, I see the sun out. We got my first traveled game tomorrow for my son for his baseball. Things are looking up.
Wait a second. You're playing baseball?
We're playing baseball, baby.
Where at?
We're at Upper Moreland, but we're playing up in Shalfox.
Oh, man.
We're playing some baseball.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, because I want to get my Massimo playing. He's got to get. He's got to play.
Well, I got a quick hodgepodge for you.
Yes.
A great meet. I met him over in a Starbucks out on the main line. Cheeks is a great guy, obviously.
Mo Cheeks. That's a great one.
Great meet. A guy we kind of let go, but I think we had to let him go for him. Chris Carter.
Yes.
Yeah, Chris Carter. But, you know, that was a different situation.
Excellent one, yes.
And the last one, I know, like you said, I remember I was 18. Let me paint you a quick picture. And I know you're doing the Rams game today, but I'm going to go to your number one heartbreak real quick.
Okay.
All right. I'm sitting there. I'm at the 20-yard line, Eagles-Bucks. Last game vet for Eagles. Brian Mitchell gets the kickoff. He goes about 65 yards down the field, returns it. I think two plays later, Deuce scores on a scamper. And I'm sitting at 20-yard line, Bucks side, with their friends and family. And I'm screaming at them to go home now. You have no shot. The rest of the day didn't go too good for me.
Oh, my God. That was terrible.
So I'll equate it to this. While it's still horrible and makes me sick to my stomach, do you ever have a horrible meal that makes you sick?
Uh-huh.
No matter how many good meals you have after that, when you hear that meal, you get queasy in your stomach. And that's how I...
Yeah, to me, it's vodka.
Oh, there you go. All right, guys, enjoy.
Good stuff, man. Thank you, Davey. How about they're playing baseball in that bar, man? What's going on with your Molecule Hill League, man? I got to get my kid needs to play ball.
I'm not a part of that league. Haven't been since I was like 8.
You graduated from that league?
Yes, I did. I don't know.
Hearing
any whispers?
No, I'm waiting for something. Let's go to, where are we at? Calvin in West Philly. Calvin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Calvin, what's up, man?
What's going on, Cal? How you been, man?
I mean, good, man. You know, I had the virus a couple months ago, man. I thought I was going to check out, bro.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah,
what,
man.
What was it like?
Yeah.
Well, tell me what happened.
Listen, man, the migraine, first of all, I had gloves on for my feet and my hands, and I was drinking hand sanitizer. I don't know how the hell I caught it.
Oh, my God.
And the headache makes you want to take a 22 and just put a bullet in your head.
Really?
You never had a headache that bad, man. And it don't let you sleep. Now, the only you see me in person. The only good thing is I lost 30 pounds. So now I look like I can knock Tyson out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you were jacked to begin with, man.
Well, now I'm, yeah, but I ain't got no fat now. You know.
Did you, let me ask you a question. Did you, well, how long did it take you to recover?
You mean fully recover? Because you recover in pieces, man. Like,
oh,
I had
God.
No energy. I was scared to come out of the house because I said if somebody jumped on me, I wouldn't be able to defend myself.
Are you serious? Oh,
yeah,
my
that's
God.
How weak I was, man. That's how weak I was, man. And it took about, before I could go back to work and I could lift stuff, man, it was like a good 2 weeks. I found this guy online. I was looking for some weights. You know, everybody was looking for weights, you know, because the gym
was booked. Yeah.
I found a guy online had a 45-pound plate. You know, no, couldn't find any dumbbells. And I went to go meet him to get it. This is after I was out of the hospital. I couldn't even put the plate in the car. He had to put it in the car for me.
Are you serious? Oh, my God. And let me tell the audience, Calvin's like a machine. Like, he's jacked. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. I was beat up, man.
Did you lose sense of taste or smell?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't know because I had no desire to eat any food.
Wow.
You don't want to eat. And in the hospital, they put you in the room, and it's like you're in jail. You don't see nobody. It's the craziest thing, man.
What'd you do? Like you just sleep the whole time, basically?
I couldn't sleep. I just tossed and turned. The fever.
Oh,
you can't
my
sleep.
God.
It won't, listen, it won't let you sleep, Anthony. It just like, it's like, I don't know if you've ever been had a flu so bad you couldn't sleep.
Oh, that's awful.
And it feel like somebody beat you with like a baseball bat across your legs, man. Like,
that's murder.
So I was in there for 3 days. I didn't have to get the respirator, but once my breathing got where they said I could go home, I went home. And then I figured it out. My girl, I call her a vampire. She didn't even get nothing. I think she gave it to me.
Yeah, the vampire gave it to you.
That's the problem. Asymptomatic people are the most dangerous people because you don't know they got it.
And you know what? I'm glad you called because people got to understand this is what it is. Like, you got to realize that you got to be careful. You know? I mean, people got to realize that even if you feel okay, what can happen?
Right. Yeah. Right. And I was doing all the right stuff, man, but, you know.
Yeah,
and the worst part is I couldn't see my grandkids, man. You know, it was just a mess, man. But hey, I called to tell you I had two meats, one bad, one good.
Oh yeah, who'd you got?
That AI, I ran into him at Houlihan's when he was here. I went to the bathroom and my girlfriend.
Oh wait, come back to the phone because I'm losing you.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I got you now. Yeah.
All right, I was at Houlihan's one night and he was there. I went to the bathroom. He sent his bodyguard over to get my girlfriend's number. he's a dirty dude, man. He's a dirty dude. Hey, cuz. Now, 20 years later, I ran into her. I wish you would have took her.
Oh, that's great.
And the good meat was when I was 19, I got a job. Remember when the cell phones were in your car?
Yeah.
You had to have it installed and all that jazz. I got a job selling it, right, for this company in Jersey, and it was called Jewel Communication. So I go over, and my first day, a guy comes in for orientation, and he goes, well, the president of the company is here. You know, he wants to say hi to you guys. Dr. J walks in. Unbelievable.
The best.
Yep. Dr. J came in there. He got an autograph. You know, he gave us words of encouragement. You know, it was crazy, man.
Oh, that's fantastic. The doc. Are you kidding me? That's the best, brother. That's the greatest. Yeah, Doc is the man. Listen, you watch yourself, all right? Don't get that thing again.
No. Listen, that's the other thing I got to educate people on. You can get it again, but you won't get the symptoms again.
That's good.
And people don't know that because I got the antibodies. You know, they want my blood now.
Good. You know what? That's good, man. We need you out there. We need you. We need that blood.
That's right, man.
All right. Be safe, right, brother. Love you, man. Take care, Cal. How about that, Andrew? Does that sound miserable or what?
Yeah, that doesn't sound like fun. You see what Scott Kingery said about it? He did an exclusive interview with Jim Salisbury. And he just said, like, he sweated through his sheets for like 2 weeks every time he went to sleep.
And this is Scott Kingery.
Yeah, who is jacked. Right, we talked about that. Remember there was the pictures of him at spring training? They were like, oh, my God, this guy got huge.
Yeah. Calvin, who just called, I've met Calvin a couple times, man, on remote. You know, he's a jack dude. He looks like Trot. Like, he's got that kind of build.
Yeah. And people want to tell you, oh, well, I mean, if you're an athlete, you're fine.
Nah, man. No. I mean, look at Freddie Freeman.
Yep.
Now, that thing's no joke.
You could say that for the most part, these athletes aren't getting these crazy symptoms, but not every athlete.
You want to roll the dice on that?
Yeah.
I don't want to roll the dice on that. Let's go to Ryan in media. Ryan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rye.
Yeah.
What's up, Rye? What's going on, man?
Not much. I'm here. It's a nice day. You know, good conversation going on. You know, I definitely agree with you about the heartbreak thing. You know, you definitely need it. You know, and I...
It's a part of this, you know what I'm saying?
It is, especially as a Philly fan, but even just as a true sports fan in general, as a sportsman, I used to be more angry at those, at the, you know, Cowboys, Yankees, Lakers fans, you know what I mean, that guy.
Yes.
But honestly, like, the older I get, the more I kind of just pity that guy, you know? I just, like, because they'll never feel what it feels to wait 50 years for a Super Bowl, or they'll never feel like they don't, you know, so they never get that enjoyment, that elation, that, you know, that guy who's in his 60s, who's waited 50 some years for an Eagles Super Bowl, you know, gets to feel, or, you know, that waited so long for a Phillies, you know, World Series again, or any of that kind of thing. Like, it's just, it's that front runner mentality, you know, and it's you don't get the full experience of what sports can be like, you know, to you and to your family, and, you know, as a part of your life. So yeah, it's definitely a big part, especially of being a Philly fan after all the heartbreak that we've had.
Exactly.
In this city.
Exactly.
I don't know about if I want to relive it through all the playbacks, but, you know.
Yes, you do. Come on. I need you guys. I can't go it alone. I need you guys to help me out here.
I'll be listening. I got a guy for you here, and this is a bad one, because some of those, the Patrick Sharps and the Flyers, have a million of them.
Oh, they do.
They got a million of them. But at least those guys played for a little while on the team. Here's one. Guy never even really made the team. Went somewhere else, and a Pro Bowl player. Alejandro Villanueva. Thanks, Chip.
Yes, yes.
He wasn't a good enough D end for us. And Mike Tomlin. And
the Steelers. That's right.
The next day, picked him up. Yeah. The next day.
Chip and now, was the worst. He knew nothing about personnel. It's amazing how bad he was at personnel.
It's amazing that guy got a pro football job, you know what I mean, in general. I mean, Tomlin grabbed
players,
him.
Man. How you not know players? It's unbelievable.
Tomlin grabbed him and gave him an offensive playbook and said, put some weight on. You're going to be a tackle, when we had him on defense.
I know. Amazing. Unbelievable when you think about it. Really was.
Yeah, incredible. And now we got the Dillard situation. So imagine it would be nice to have that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, dude. He's big. Hopefully Dillard can play. They need him to play, man.
Yeah, they
gotta have him to play. Gotta have him. All right, brother. Good stuff, thanks, Ryan. Hey. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, let me run you a one by you here, because a lot of people have tweeted this name in, and I was upset when he first went to Carolina. How about Kurt Coleman? Remember, he ended up having some good years under Ron Rivera. Not a stud.
No, he did. You're right.
Now, who's the bigger one? Coleman to the Panthers, or Patrick Chung to the Patriots?
Yeah, but he couldn't play here.
Yeah, literally couldn't. And all of a sudden he goes to Belichick and he's like, yeah, hey, I'm great. I'm a good player.
Yeah, like he just wasn't any good here. And Belichick, yeah, remember, Patrick Chung was actually terrible. He was bad, bad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here's a big one from Lucas. Charlie Morton.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yep. Phillies gave up on him real quick. And Charlie Morton.
Charlie Morton's a great one.
Oh, yeah. Goes to Houston. That's wins a the World
great
Series.
One.
Tampa now.
And all he does is pitch well.
Yes. Every single game. Every game. Quality start. Wins. It's great.
Don't we have a couple other? There's a couple other Phillies ones in there.
No, because their farm system usually sucks.
It's true.
I mean, somebody tweeting Carrasco, but, you know, you traded for Cliff Lee.
No, yeah, you can't go.
I'm not upset that
you can't go Carrasco.
They got Cliff Lee.
You can't go Carrasco, but there is I'm missing somebody who was a pitcher. I want to say he was a pitcher. I'll think of him. Damn. You know, guys that you invite in camp, you know, one of these guys, who was the guy they invited him in and then he left, and I don't know if he was came to be a closer
for the Phillies.
And I got to go back. All right, 610-632-0975. Wait, Lenny's going to come up, and Lenny's going to tell you he met Rashid, And I'm dying to hear because Rasheed, the only person that has more negative encounters is Rasheed. Now, I love Rasheed. I'm afraid to meet him, though. Quite frankly, because of that. Also, coming up, you don't want to miss this one. This is a good playback. I know they lost, but it's still a good one. It's Rams and Eagles, 0-1 into 0-2 championship game. The first time they got there, when we were 52 yards from the Super Bowl. It's Cuz Radio Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. On the text board, we're talking about players that thrive when they left. And Sammy Sags with an old school guy, Ferguson Jenkins.
Somebody tweeted that one in earlier.
Really?
Yes.
Fergie Jenkins. I didn't even know he was a part of the Phillies. Figures. They can't get anybody.
Oh, yeah, of course.
God. All right. It's time now. Sit tight because we'll come right back to you guys on the phones. But first, it's time for the playback. Oh, we love the playback. This is what we always have a lot of fun with. And we're going to go back now. You ready? This is a classic. Say what you want. It's a classic. The NFC Championship game. The date, January 27th, 2002. Inside the Dome at America Center. Eagles at Rams, 4:27 p.m. first kick. The attendance, 66,502. And we go to Fox, Pat Summerall, and John Madden on the call, the legends. Let's start with a quick intro from Summerall with Madden's keys to the game. And you also get to listen to Pat read the Eagles' starting lineup on offense.
Today, the Eagles, not many people give them a chance. How do you feel about that?
Well, and I think they're using that for their motivation. I mean, that's what they've been talking about. You know, that we come in here, no one thinks we can win, so that makes us lose.
As far as the Rams are concerned, you hear so much about their offense, firepower, how many points they scored, but they can play on both sides of the ball now.
Well, you know, that's the thing that has gotten them this last week or so, but I think that this guy is the guy that makes everything run, and Kurt Warner, and we know that, you know, he has the injured ribs, and I was talking to Mike Martz before the game, and he says that there's a couple ways to take the pressure off him. One is your offensive line has to block, and two, he says, I got to get the ball in number 28's hand, meaning Marshall Faulk. He said, we have to get the ball to him, so I think they're going to run a little more today.
Here's the Eagle lineup. That's the offensive line. Thomas, Wellborn, Fraley, Mayberry, and Runyon. Wide receivers are James Thrash and Todd Payson, Deuce Staley, Cecil Martin, the runners. Chad Lewis is the tight end. And the quarterback, the guy who you've got to stop, and that's very difficult, is Donovan McNabb.
Wow! Come on, Andrew! You don't get fired up over that?
No, I do get fired up.
Cecil Martin. I love Cecil. Cecil was a fullback. All right, Eagles start with the ball. Second play of the game.
This doesn't fire me up.
Not a good start for five.
Terrell Buckhalter is the deep back. And McNabb faked to him. Dropped the ball, and the Rams have it. Brian Young recovered the fumble. The first turnover, the first break, and it happened very quickly.
And just like last week, you look at Donovan McNabb. The ball just came out. He wasn't hit before the ball came out, and it just went to the ground. Second big play, the first play, the Rams tip it. This play, you see Leonard Little is getting there, but Donovan McNabb dropped the ball before Little got there. You see right there, he was, yep. He had it up. He was bringing it down to his waist, and the ball just came right out.
Patrick Mahomes, he was not.
I would say no.
You know, you think about young players coming in and playoffs, like, here's Mahomes. He's dropping the ball, freaking first drive. Got first pass tipped.
It doesn't get hit.
And this,
just
and he drops the ball. Eagles quickly turn the ball over. Rams start. First possession on the Eagles 21. Few plays later, Kurt Warner looking the greatest show on turf, trying to connect. Here it is.
Today, I think he wants to be a little more conservative and more running game.
In the backfield. Here's Warner. Left on the outside. Touchdown Rams. Isaac Bruce. The Rams break on top. Just like that.
Now they said they were going to try Troy Vincent now. They didn't think they were going to get the ball down here, but that's what this is. They come on a blitz, and they get Isaac Bruce out here on Troy Vincent, and you see Bruce has him by two or three steps.
Oh, greatest show on turf. 7-0 Rams, but, all right, this would not be, this would be a game, folks. And here we go. Eagles back on offense. Now, it's 3rd and 5. You go, oh, man, you can't give the ball back to the greatest show on turf. So what does Andy do? Andy goes to that Deuce Staley.
Lewis backs off the line and comes in motion. Deuce Staley. Still on his feet. Staley into Ram territory to the 41. Stopped by Kim Herring.
And you can see that the Eagles are starting to settle down a little now.
Yeah.
Deuce Staley is very strong in that hip area. Now, they said that they have to tackle. Watch Dexter McLean there. He misses Deuce Staley. Deuce Staley, if you're going to tackle with your hand or arms like that, Deuce Staley will run through your tackles all day.
Now, do you feel like you're playing Madden right now?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, 100%.
Right? Is it true or what? It's great. Eagles get 3 on that drive. They make it 7-3. Rams quickly get 3 of their own. All right. So it's 10-3 St. Louis. Now let's get to highlight one of the greats, Brian Dawkins. For everybody who says, oh, B-Dawk, playoffs, comes up, had a great game that night. Rams on offense, they're deep in Eagles territory. And here you go. Oh, to Dawk.
It's a handoff to Funk. That was Brian Dawkins.
Yeah,
one of the best blitzers.
One of the best blitzers, one of the best safeties. I think Brian Dawkins is the best free safety in all football. And you're going to see him right here. And the thing that he does is when he gets here, he knows how to tackle. You know, as Troy Vincent would tell us, he learned from Brian Dawkins that you don't go to a spot, you go to the guy's front leg.
Three wide receivers set up. Warner back to throw and throws up the middle incomplete. Crowd's yelling for a flag. Oz Hakeem, the target. No flag.
That's the other thing Brian Dawkins does. I mean, Brian Dawkins just doesn't blitz. I mean, if you come in the middle, you're going to have a collision with Brian Dawkins.
Dude, the Oz Hakeem. How great is that? Come on, Andrew. Man, D-Dawk was the man, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Favorite player all time. I mean, that's never going
to
change.
I'm sorry. I hear this stuff and I'm listening to you know, Madden say, he's the best free safety in all football. Yeah.
That's just one of those things. Like, I wish I was a little older to really appreciate Dawkins more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to wish my youth away, ever, but it was one of the things where, like, I love Doc, obviously, but I didn't really appreciate everything that he did as a kid.
Right.
I was just like, oh, that's the guy that hit hard and made a lot of big plays.
All right. That second play, Dawkins made, forced the fourth down. So the Rams line up for a 53-yard field goal. All right, this one goes the Birds' way.
Kurt Warner usually doesn't do that. Kurt Warner kind of led Oz Hakeem right into Brian Dawkins.
Jeff Wilkins will give it a go from 53 yards out. Upright and bounce away. It was long enough, but bad luck. The Rams 10, the Eagles 3.
Yes!
A good doink, Andrew! A good one! All right, after that missed field goal, Eagles in need of a big play to gain some momentum. First play of the next drive. Do you remember Carell Buckhalter? Here he is.
The best field position for the Eagles at their own 43, the best starting spot they've had. Appears to be changing things. Buckhalter stopped finally by Dexter McLean. Buckhalter all the way to the 25 of the Rams.
Watch this shot here, and you're going to see just before the ball was snapped, I guess you're not going to, but Donovan McNabb hit the left side of his body, yep. And I think that was the audible. Sometimes you go check with me, and you get up to the line of scrimmage, you look at the defense, you're either going to run right or left. That time, Donovan McNabb hit his left side, and they ran to the left.
He's the best, Madden. Carell Buck, that's amazing. The so far, it's been Eagles' run game that's helped them stay in the game.
Yep.
And a few plays later, Eagles find themselves on the one, and here's Deuce.
First and goal at the one. Staley is a deep back. And Staley puts it into the end zone for Philadelphia.
And you notice the thing that it did besides give the Philadelphia Eagles 6 points, it really quieted this crowd.
Deuce! Look at that. Game's tied at 10. Could it be? One of the great upsets of all time. The Rams come back to get three more to take the leads off 13-10. Under 4 minutes left the first half. Andy and Donovan put together a drive. Take a listen to this one right before the end of the first half.
Here's McNabb. Eagles Thrash comes down with it, so now they have.
The Eagles just completed their first pass to a wide receiver.
Third down and 6.
Listen to this crowd. This is when it's always the toughest, third down.
McNabb back, throws Chad Lewis to the 25, Eagle first down.
Don't you feel that McNabb has calmed down now?
Yeah.
You know, we talked about that he was a little hyper, that, you know, he was a little speeded up, and now I think he's slowed down and he's getting in a rhythm, and he's had pretty good pass protection.
Two tight ends set up, third down. McNabb. Pass is caught on the sideline by Thrash, and that'll take care of all the speculation about what down it is.
That was a pretty gutsy play, though, because, you know, you get third real short, and instead of just pounding it in there, that's what you think they're going to do. They fake the pound in there, but look at the effect that it has on that Ram defense. It brings all those linebackers, it brings everyone up there, and then he has an isolation out here, James Thrash against Neas Williams.
And the Eagles are out of timeouts. Here's the McNabb. Touchdown, end zone, shot to Todd Pinkston. That's a heck of a throw and a heck of a catch with it.
That was a great throw. And I think maybe the thing that Bill Kohler was calling was blitz, and everyone has to get there because they come in a blitz. And when you come in a blitz, what happens? You're man-to-man out there. Pinkston gets right by Dexter McLean.
Dexter McLean. Wow. Touchdown, Pinky! Do the Pinky dance! Are you doing the Pinky dance, Andrew?
No.
No?
I would say no.
I'd rather do the talented wide receiver dance.
How about when he goes, it's the end of the first half, and they go, and the Eagles complete their first reception to a wide receiver.
Yeah, how about that? It was all running back screens and Chad Lewis.
It's their first pass to a wide receiver, the first completion out there. Oh, my God. That's amazing. But, dude, So let me just tell you real quick. It's halftime. The Eagles are leading. We thought we were going to the Super Bowl, dude. Like, you don't understand how crazy it was? Imagine. I'm watching the game. Well, my buddies are over at my buddy Boo's house. We're in the garage. And we're going to the Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl. We're going to go to the Super Bowl. We're all freaking out. Who's making plans?
Wow.
Somebody was going to fold the airlines.
Oh, that's a jinx right there.
So the Rams start with the ball in the second half. They get three on their opening drive. So it's 17-16 Eagles, right? The Eagles then go three and out. And now here comes the greatest show on turf.
First and 10 Rams. Warner back to throw. Has a man open. Isaac Bruce. Second and 10. The blitz comes, but Bruce beats it. Finds him.
You know, the whole thing about Kurt Warner and his ribs and how is he and everything, if his ribs are bothering him, he can't make that throw. He can't get rid of the ball that quickly. There is nothing bothering him right now.
The Eagles do not blitz. The pass is caught up the middle. Torrey Holt made the reception inside the 10. Ball control this half belongs to St. Louis.
Yeah, that would be what Mike March thought about and talked about at halftime.
By a big margin. This is Marshall Faulk. Touchdown. The Rams take the lead.
I still remember, man. Rams are up 22-17. They have a decision to make. Do they take the points, go for two, and make it a 7-point game? They decide to go for two. Here it is.
Kurt Warner just checked back into the huddle.
You know, they got that list that they look at.
It tells you the
score and then what you do. I was one that would always kick the extra point until it got down to the fourth quarter.
Never liked that list. A minute 18 left in the third. Off is the deep back. Warner back to throw. Lofts it in the end zone. Drop by Conwell. That was the perfect throw to Ernie Conwell.
Ernie Conwell. Remember, he was a tight end? So, St. Louis fails the two-point conversion. The game stays 22-17 Rams. Can the Eagles retake the lead, all right? They have two straight three-and-outs on offense. Donovan scuffling. The offense scuffling. And the Rams get the ball back. Take a listen.
That's pretty good balance all the way.
Second and goal. Oh. And with the second surge, he was down. Touchdown has been signaled, and the Rams move further ahead.
This is just doing everything you can to get in there. You put your head down, you drive, you turn, you spin, you reach over backwards to get that ball across the plane.
Wilkins' extra point is good.
There it was. All right, Eagles now down 29-17. All right, they're down 12, but not over yet. Eagles back on offense, and they get right back into Rams territory. They were hoping. It's first and 10 from the St. Louis 23. This is what happens.
3:02 left. McNabb has the Eagles inside the Rams. Donovan McNabb makes it 29-23, and now what do you do?
And now I think you just kicked. I mean, if you get 23, I think you kicked an extra point here.
So, very next play, take a listen to what happens. McNabb, wait, where are we at? I thought we were at the, you played both of them the same?
Oh, did I might not.
Yeah.
Sorry, made a mistake there. McNabb scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
I did have a completion of thrash,
but it
wasn't a good call, so I took that one out.
Yeah, you completely, all right.
My bad.
I love you. No problem. Eagles need to make a stop now. They have all three of their timeouts left. Eagles just need to run the ball. The Rams just need to run the ball, all right? But here's the deal. It's 3rd and 9. There's 2:36 left on the clock. And the Eagles make a stop.
Here is the pitch back to Marshall Faulk. He has cut down a fine tackle by Rashard Cook. And it brings up a 4th. And the Eagles take a timeout.
And this crowd is really quiet now.
Yep.
But look at all those white jerseys around Marshall Faulk. That was a big, big defensive play for the Philadelphia Eagles. And a big, big tackle by Rashard Cook.
Rashard Cook, Andrew. That's a good bust out there.
That is a bust out.
All right, now. You ready? We need a drive. We're right there. This is it. We got the ball back, dude. Plenty of time, right? We need 5 to be clutch. We need 5 to step up. 5 back to pass. So you have all 4 plays or just the last one?
Just the last one, yeah.
Because the first 3 were incomplete. See, the first 3 was interesting because there was a talk about somebody running the wrong route on one of the plays. Actually, it might have been even this one. Take a listen.
This can be it.
Here's your trip to New Orleans. They make the first. The Eagles stay alive. They don't. The Rams and the Patriots. Here comes a blitz again. McNabb drops away from it. And throws, passes, intercepted by Aeneas Williams. He made the big plays last week. He made them again.
He is right there. He just trailed Freddie Mitchell. He got underneath him and then made the interception.
Oh, Andrew, I want to cry. The Eagles wound up getting the ball back. 3 seconds left in the game. They got one more Hail Mary. Here it is.
So we got one more excitement left here, Patrick.
From their own 35, the Eagles will go with one more play. 29-24. The Rams lead. It was not the runaway that many people thought it might be.
Nab's going to have to throw one about 65 yards here.
He's got the gun. Here's Staley. Now they got a lateral. And the ball comes loose. This one is over. And the Rams go to Super Bowl 36 under the leadership of Mike Marks.
They lost, Andrew! They lost! Andrew!
When you...
They lost, Andrew!
Make no difference.
I believe Eagles lost. We were going to New Orleans. They were going to beat the greatest show on turf. The greatest show on turf.
I remember.
Do you remember that?
I mean, I was young, but yes.
To this day, still another dagger. Yet another one. The first of many daggers plunged into the heart of Philadelphia sports fans.
That's one of the early ones that I remember stinging really bad.
Yeah,
it was 97, and then that was 02.
It was right. Oh, it was January 01. Of 02.
The 01 season. Yeah. So my young Philadelphia sports mind was molded by those times, and I remember the pain.
It was painful. It was really, really painful. It really was. Oh, man, it was horrible. But it was also hopeful, all right? Because no one expected them to get that far. No, and Donovan was young. It was his second full season as a starter. And so we were upset and we were crying. But it wasn't the end of the world type of cry. Because we were still hopeful that they would get to the Super Bowl. And maybe even win it. Long before Nick Foles
I would say no.
was ever in the NFL. We'll come back. If you remember that game, I'd love to hear from you. I got a lot of people on the hole we could talk to. 610-632-0975. That's how you join us, Cuz Radio, with the Chunas right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Oh, bah, 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 bah. We've all heard the rumors about Fight Island, right? It's finally here. This weekend's UFC 251 set to be the best yet, with big names stepping into the octagon all throughout the night. Fight Island, baby! This is an event you don't want to miss, and there's no better place to get in on the action with the DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. This week only, DraftKings offering new users a special odds boost on this weekend's headline fight. Bet 20, win 100 on either fighter. This week is full of action, from golf to European soccer, all the way to Abu Dhabi for Fight Island. And DraftKings Sportsbook's got you covered. For the big fight this weekend, DraftKings offering all new users, not one, but two profit boosts when you place a bet on UFC 251. Just place a pre-match bet on a fighter. If they win, your payout increases. DraftKings Sportsbook, U.S.-based, making it safe, secure, reliable. Plus, easy to deposit, withdraw your funds, whatever you want. And to top it off, DraftKings Sportsbook offered the best sign-up bonus to date. Right now, I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. Download the top-rated sports DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code FANATIC when you sign up for that limited time. New users get a no-brainer odds boost on the headline fight Saturday. Bet 20, win 100. No matter what fighter you pick, bet 20, win 100 on the headline fight. So head to DraftKings Sportsbook now. Sign up with code FANATIC. Got to be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
What up?
What up?
Hello?
Are you all right, Andrew?
Am I all right?
After that game?
No, I'm crying on the inside.
You should be. I myself am still crying. What do we remember about that night, Andrew? You were a little boy. Where did you watch it?
I'm going to guess at my parents' house. I really don't remember the I can't tell you the day. Like, right. I don't remember. I just remember watching the game. Like, I remember the Super Bowl in 04. Like, I really do remember that. I think because I was 10 at that point. Like, I told you the story before. Remember, my neighbors always had the Super Bowl party. But that was the one year that we hosted the Super Bowl party. And I blame my mom is the reason why we lost the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl party was always held at the Kersey's household. And because the Eagles were in the Super Bowl, my mom pushed my dad to host the Super Bowl party. He said, no, it's bad luck. No, it's bad luck. She won the argument. Eagles lose the Super Bowl. So it's my mom's fault.
Yeah.
They would have won in 04 if it wasn't for Mrs. Salchunas.
Yeah, they probably would have. You know, Tyrone and I... We shared the, we cried in each other's arms during that Rams-Eagles Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
Yeah. See, we were both young bucks working together across the street.
Yeah, Tyrone said it was a tough listen for him coming in the station.
He remembers that. We worked together. We were like, oh my God, yo, because he was a huge, huge sportsman like me. We connected over the sports, Tyrone and I. Like, that's how we did it. And so together, we were like, oh, my God, no. Tyrone, you believe it?
Ty, they lost. Five choked.
I'm embarrassed.
He was horrible at the end. Like, I look at these quarterbacks now, these kids that are clutch, right? I look at these dudes. They got ice. They're ice, these kids. Five was a joker.
I'm trying to think of recent Super Bowls. Goff had no ice. Goff had, was melted.
You don't want to... Yeah, Goff melted, but yeah, Goff had no without ice. A doubt. But there's a lot of guy young dudes with ice.
Matty Ice was Matty Ice for the first three quarters.
Yes.
Then it was Matty Puddle the fourth quarter.
Yes. Oh, my God. Sad. But if he had that gene, he just didn't have the gene, cuz. Oh, my God.
Well, to lose three straight NFC championship games, yeah, of course. He didn't have it.
He didn't have the gene.
Foles has the gene.
Foles did have the gene. You're right.
Only in Philly. No, nowhere else, it seems.
Oh, my God. So, my main man, the great Spags, he's in town down the shore listening. And he goes, NFC Championship Game 2001. And I told you Troy Vincent got hurt, mm-hmm. and that was a big deal. So did Damon Moore.
Oh, really?
And I think Spags was D-backs coach then. I think he moved over to linebackers coach the following year. But I think he was coaching the defensive backs, and it was a big deal because Troy Vincent was a great player, and Damon Moore was a big deal. So you were without both those guys, got hurt, and so did Buck. Buckhalter got hurt in that game, too. He said, 10 minutes after the game, I left the locker room to go back on the field just to see the celebration to fuel me for the following year.
Wow.
And he said, I walk out under the seats, and Donovan was standing there doing the same thing. He said, we stood there saying, we'll get there someday. Wow.
Wow, I actually kind of appreciate Five for doing that.
So do I.
I'm not going to lie.
So do I. Yeah,
that gives Five some points there.
Agreed.
Because I've always wondered if players did that. Like, you see it all the time, the cutaway, the guys that are still sitting on the bench, you know, when the confetti's coming down. On the opposing team, they're just kind of sitting there in awe.
Yeah.
But to go to the locker room and then come back out, I never knew people did that.
It's amazing. Seeing the confetti. How about Spags, though? He goes out looking at the celebration, and he would win two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
He would get to three. My man's had a great career. Has he not?
Yes, he has.
He should get one more. I want him to get one more shot at head coach. The circumstances just weren't right in St. Louis. It was just a horrible team, franchise. The roster was terrible.
Well, he was there for the Bradford mess, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, second year. He only had Bradford. Bradford got hurt on him the third year.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
He came in his first year, they had nothing. Second year, it's when they battled out with Seattle. With sub 500 records,
yep.
They were going to win a division. And then the third year, they lose everybody, and he's done. He needs to get another job.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.